This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to take you back about a year and bring it to the present. Always trying to bring about the result to the issues in which are at hand in America. And we know as to what is at hand, and we know as to what needs to be dealt with in this present time, and it's corruption. Yesterday I shared a little bit about how people are talking about how, you know, why is the news always bad? Well, the news can be good, America, if you're willing to deal with the bad. And we need to get that clear, that the responsibility lies to us as individuals, because again, in this country, we are the government, and it's gone way too far in believing that other people are the government, when in fact we're supposed to just subject ourselves to tyranny and dictatorship and an arbitrary system every step of the way, which is completely untrue. Friends. So what we're going to be doing is we're going to go back. I did a bunch of colleges and some high schools on the East Coast, and I even did a law college, Liberty University, over there in Lynchburg, Virginia last year. I'm going to bring you back, and I'm going to bring you to Jamestown, Yorktown, Williamsburg, and such, and actually give you a little history. And what we're going to be doing is talking about the earmarks of liars as to bring about resolve the way that our forefathers did in this country. How did they deal with crime? I want to tell you how they dealt with crime, friends. That is the history of America, is that our forefathers didn't. They threw it off. They didn't throw off the law. They didn't throw off God. They didn't throw off the Constitution, not in that order. No, they dealt with the corrupt that were perverting the Constitution, then that were perverting God's word and the such. And that is the history of America, friends. So we're going to get to that. Earmark, by the way, defined, means to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. And I want to tell you something, friends, what I'm about to share with you is pretty significant, and it's pretty awesome, because I'll tell you what, the way our forefathers dealt with those that committed even the act of perjury, it wasn't good for those that wanted to commit crime. And I'm going to share as to what the consequence was concerning those that did dare the justice of those that were ruled by God's moral law. We'll be talking about that in just a couple moments. I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick and just kind of share with you as to some of the things that are taking place in the United States of America once again. Yesterday I shared with you, friends, I highlighted Paul Ryan, who was so concerned about the security and safety of the American people that, you know, he wanted to make sure that the President of the United States had way vetting illegal immigrants or immigrants coming into America. And it's interesting to note that I took you back to December 15th of 2015 to show you that Paul Ryan, though what he says, which in fact, friends, contrasts, and it's antithetical to what he does. And again, going back once again to what the Lord said, Matthew 7, verse 16, we're to know them by their fruits. So therefore, what he is doing and what he is saying are two different stories. I shared with you yesterday that Paul Ryan is the responsible party for giving Barack Hussein Obama, on his very first legislative act, a $1.1 trillion omnibus bill, which funded the issues in which we are dealing today. So the very problem solver that he claims to be concerning illegal immigration into the United States of America, if you go back to December 15th, 2015, you'll find that he was the one that is actually funding them to come here today. So folks, we need to deal with corruption at hand. I also shared with you the DOJ, which is on sonsoflibertymedia.com, also decided not to prosecute the VA executives accused of intentionally misleading Congress. Now, friends, why is that? I want to tell you why that is. Because everything that happens in politics, friends, you need to understand that President Roosevelt blurted the truth out in his confusion when he told you that it's all planned. Okay? There's nothing different going under Donald Trump as to what went under Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign criminal agent sodomite himself. You need to understand that. As a matter of fact, concerning even the issue of illegal immigration, if you'd like to go check State Department statistics, you'll find out that two times more illegals have come under Mr. Donald Trump's watch than that even of Barack Hussein Obama in the year 2016. So we might want to do a little history. We might want to open up our eyes and understand that's all that's taking place today, friends, is a different administration. The propaganda and the agenda goes forward regardless of who is there. And again, let's go back to Mr. President, the communist himself, Roosevelt, back in the 30s when he said that presidents are not elected. He said they're selected. And if you go to Albert Pike, who is the head of the 33rd degree Mason, friends, this is all true. It's not theory. And nobody can say it's theory anymore, friends. But Albert Pike said that when the people need a hero, he will be delivered up. And that's exactly what's going on Donald Trump's watch, is the American people that claim to be the good, that claim to be the right, have fallen asleep, not knowing scripture again and not knowing history, that this is the obvious course in which tyrants and globalists are taking. In fact, that's exactly what's taking place today in America. We will deliver up a hero when we need to. And it's exactly what they did. Folks, they've been grooming this guy for a long time. And then we can see that the apple does not fall too far from the tree. When we look at Mr. Folks, I mean, this is like crazy stuff. The Department of Justice. I mean, and folks, they're desensitizing you. They're dumbing you down to believe it's the Department of Justice to decide not to prosecute the VA executives accused of intentionally misleading Congress. When in fact, it's not the Department of Justice. It's the Department of Injustice, America. Again, let me say that. It is the Department of Injustice taking place in America today, and we need to set that record straight, because nobody's going to do it for us, friends. We are the answer to the problem when we seek God and we give him our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Jeremiah 11. And folks, when you check that out and you see exactly what God requires and we meet him on his terms, we can sit back like John Quincy Adams and do all that we can do, and then leave the results up to him, and rest assured you will see results which will be favored on your behalf for those that are willing to bear the cross. So again, friends, we're seeing this through the Department of Injustice once again. The DOJ decides not to prosecute VA execs accused of intentionally misleading Congress. I thought Donald Trump was all about saying that these are the best Americans that we have concerning our veterans. But yet now his DOJ won't prosecute those that were violating our veterans? Come on, America. Again, let's judge them by their fruit. And if we do so, friends, I'll tell you what, we're going to get the resolve. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking about the earmarks of liars. Again, friends, Webster's 1828 dictionary, earmark, to mark by cropping or slitting the ear. Let me tell you, slitting the ear, literally. How did our forefathers deal with corruption? In the colonies. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and his word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? Hope everything's going good with you. I truly and sincerely do. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Again, Bradley Dean on Facebook. That's double E, Bradley Dean. You can also jump over on our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E. And folks, if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember, let's say this in unison, 80 radio stations across the United States and 53 countries. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Well, folks, we're growing again. Just wanted to thank WBCR 1470 AM in Knoxville, Tennessee. Again, WBCR 1470 AM in Knoxville, Tennessee. Just picked this up. Harry Grofton. And we just want to thank you very much for your trust. We will do our best not to let anybody down. We're sticking to the Word of God and to the Constitution where we cannot go wrong. We're not giving our opinion, friends, because we're not ruled by opinion in this country. We're ruled by law. And do remember, new listeners, that we are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Listen again. We are not a democracy, though every president since Ronald Reagan has inundated the American people with the fact that we are a democracy, when in fact we are not a democracy. Again, we're ruled by law, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Again, thank you to WBCR 1470 AM Knoxville, Tennessee. You are number 80 after 17 years of radio, and we appreciate you. Folks, what I want to do is I want to go back a year. We did some high schools and some colleges. Even did some stuff at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia last year. And we spent some time with a friend of ours who's a pilot. And interestingly enough, we had the opportunity to go to Jamestown. We went to Yorktown. We went to Williamsburg. I mean, we've seen a lot. We even went all the way to Philadelphia, which, by the way, our friends Red State carry us out of. And we just want to say hi to our friends over there, too. Scott Adams, thank you very much for your affiliation as well. But folks, we went over there, took some time, checked out the Bell, checked out the Independence Hall, got a little history, wanted the kids to see it. Now we have the hat and the t-shirt, but it's been burned in. We know who we are. Friends, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going, right? So we want to do our due diligence and pull the curtain back and say, wait a second, not taking heed to or listening carefully to those that revise our history, known as revisionists. We want to know from our forefathers, because that documentation is still there, and much of what they left us is still there. Even ships like the U.S. Constitution, friends, I mean, that's still sitting there. But in saying that, friends, when we went over there to the East Coast, love it. Yeah, I mean, folks, you want to talk about being rich in history, they have it on the East Coast big time. But what I did is I learned what earmark really means with my eyes, through experience, learning. You know, it's been said, friends, that until the pupil is ready, the master will not come. But when the pupil is ready, the master will come. So we want to be subjected to the Christ in all things as we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Why? Because we've been crucified, we've been baptized for the dead, and we're risen to the glory of the Father. Read Romans 6 when you get a moment. And that's again what our forefathers taught us. So the pupil's ready, master, it's time for you to take over. In saying that, while speaking in colleges, churches, radio, I did some radio out there as well last year, and other meetings, I traveled through Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, and then Pennsylvania. And what I want to do right now is I want to share a few of the lessons that I learned. The first thing we did is we stopped off at Jamestown, Virginia. Now, what was interesting about this, it so humors me, because the revisionists that want to run your history into the ground, what they want to do is they want to tear down your forefathers and recreate them in their own ungodly, stupid, ignorant image. Literally, friends. I mean, you want to meet some ignorant people? Go into a college. Go to the professors. Folks, those people left common sense a long time ago. I mean, folks, in trying to negotiate with these people, it's literally like trying to put medicine in a dead horse. You just can't do it. And for a better way of saying it, friends, these are the people that you could transport to the sun, and they wouldn't see it. And the reason they wouldn't see it is because they don't want to see it. They want to be God. It's idolatry. It's nothing new under the sun. And as Scripture tells us in Romans 1:21, professing themselves to be wise, I already said it, friends, they have become fools. And fools they are. So check this out. The first thing I did was went to Jamestown in Virginia. Now, upon entering into this gated replica of a village that was established by the first settlers to come to the land, not known as Pilgrims, friends. I love this. I really do, because it just shatters the modern day revisionist, friends. The fools are exposed once again, John 15. Hey, friends, did you know that those that came over into America, that they weren't rightly called pilgrims? They were originally called saints. Did you know that? And now what's interesting about this is when I went into this town in Jamestown, Virginia, the first thing that I noticed was a large church. This is crazy, right? When entering this church in Jamestown, Virginia, I saw on the front walls, you know, the first thing I seen was on that church, friends, on the left side was two tablets, the two tables, or the two tablets of God's moral law. the Ten Commandments. You know, like, thou shall have no other gods before me. You know, like, America, listen carefully, because you're seeing a whole lot of stupid people, dull and insensible is the definition of stupid, friends, that are wearing these little stickers on their shirts and on the back of their bumpers, on their cars, talking about coexisting. When Scripture says when there's other gods within the gate, Judges 5:8, that there's going to be war, America. God's already told you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that there's going to be war in America if you have other gods and tolerate other gods within the United States of America. Now, before anybody gets, you know, their grundies in a little bit of a bundy here, in a bungee, friends, listen carefully. There's 300 churches to any other religion in the United States of America. So what I'm trying to forewarn you about right now is the fact that you're giving way to the leaven that's going to leaven the whole lump, the little foxes that will spoil the vine. And it's what you're seeing, and it's what you're confronted with on a daily basis in the United States of America. These people are coming in illegally, and they're trying to upend your sovereignty. They don't want the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and his son Jesus Christ. We're not asking for permission from the devil to walk as he commands us to walk. But they are here to upend. They are here to plunder. They are here to destroy your country. And again, if you want to look at history in the present, just go ahead and look to the European countries, friends, right now. Look to England, friends. Look to France. Look to Germany. But I just wanted to highlight the fact that when he said, thou shall have no other gods before me, guess what? It means thou shall have no other gods before me. And in John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. We better keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith the way that our forefathers did. Keep in mind the flags that were flying were no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. Now, what else it says is in the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. That means a God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, cheating. In other words, if you think your God and your grace that you've been taught covers that, friends, I want to tell you something. Your God doesn't exist. He's a figment of your imagination. The grace of God is not to be used as an occasion for the flesh. Galatians 5. Also read Isaiah 30 when you get a moment. But also keep in mind, friends, when you begin to create a God that suits your image, you are now walking the walk of idolatry. Again, the oldest sin in the book. And then when you look at the third commandment of those tablets that are posted when entering the church in Jamestown, Virginia, it says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. It means you better practice what you preach. Now, it tells us in 1 John, he that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked, and that being Christ. And Christ was without sin. Remember when he said to the Pharisees, which one of you convinceth me of sin? Not a one of them could. So therefore, they crucified the Lord of glories by the hands of sinners and sinful men who asked for Barabbas, who was a murderer, to take his place. So they said, release the murderer and the insurrection and go ahead and crucify the Son of God. Okay, we don't want to be there. And what we want to do is we want to practice what we preach and walk in the light as he is in the light, that we might have fellowship as one with another, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, might cleanseth us. And interestingly enough, it tells us during that that quote, that inscription on the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. And then we can jump over to number 4:2. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Heart to God and hand to man. We're talking about the earmarks. We're getting to them now. The earmarks of liars, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, talking about earmarks, and we're going to highlight earmarks of liars in just a moment, and I am at the present highlighting the church in the two tablets of God's moral law as to the very first things that I was subjected to when I walked into Jamestown, Virginia. Folks, if you would just do your own due diligence and see your own history, nobody's going to be able to argue with you because you know as a fact who you are and where it is that you came from. And I was just highlighting the four first, on the first tablet, the four commandments, and now going to the fifth, honor your father and your mother. It's the first commandment with promise that you might live long upon the earth. Honor means to hold in high esteem. Now you watch anything and everything, friends, and what does it do? It dishonors your parents. And then when you go to the second tablet, so the first tablet's to God, the second, and then it bridges on honoring your father and your mother, then it goes to man. Okay, so when you look at number six is thou shalt not kill, that's what the law said. Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Just think about that. And then number seven, we're talking about grace here, right? The law says thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said even if you look at a woman to lust after her, with her in your heart, you've already committed adultery with her in your heart. Then he goes on and shows you the value of your soul by going to your eyes. He said, if your eye offends thee, cast it out and cast it from thee. For it's more profitable that you go into heaven maimed than to go into hell with both of them. This is grace, friends. And then number 8 is thou shalt not steal. And then it also tells us if our right hand offends us, we shall cut it off. In other words, what he's showing us, friends, is we are to love him first and foremost with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And that's exactly what Jesus said. Now I'm on the other tablet where he says, love your neighbors as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So in other words, if you don't want someone stealing from you, then don't steal from them. If you don't want someone committing adultery with you, your wife, then don't do it on someone else's wife, right? And number 8 is thou shalt not steal. So if you don't want someone stealing from you, don't steal from them. And then number 9 is thou shalt not lie. You don't want someone lying to you, then don't lie to them, right? See, because love worketh no ill. And again, Jesus said the first commandment is thou shalt love thy God with thy whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. See how they bridge together? And so what's the whole of the law? Love. Love. Read Romans 13 when you get a moment, folks. And number 10 is thou shalt not covet. Desire that which belongs to someone else. These were the first tablets that I seen in Jamestown. Whoa! I mean, can you imagine if we actually lived by the rule of God's commandments? And I can just hear some antinomianist that has no regard for God's moral law who comes to abrogate God's moral law. That, you know what? We can't keep the law. Oh, yeah, you can keep the law. By the grace of Christ, you can, who came to fulfill the law. When you keep your eyes fixed on him, you, by faith, receive the fruit thereof. And it's interesting that in the natural, you can't tell somebody that you can't fulfill or obey that law. But you have the church telling you that all day long. What happens if you do that in the natural? You're going to end up incarcerated. You're going to end up in the penitentiary. You're going to end up in jail. But again, just think about that, America. You have the professed church in America teaching people that they cannot obey the moral law of God. That is absolutely ridiculous. And again, if you want to try me, go ahead and violate law and see how long it is before you're behind bars. Okay? And then what we did is when we went in there and seen those two tablets, you know what we seen to the right of it? In between the Ten Commandments that I just highlighted was the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6, 9 through 13. When walking out from the front of Jamestown, there on the back wall was written, you ready for this? Acts 2:39. Then Peter said unto them, repent. That's the message, America. And baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Those were the two tablets in scripture references, and as well as Matthew 6, 9 through 13, that were posted in front of your face when you first went into Jamestown, Virginia, when you were subjected to the church. Now it's these things that are being hidden from the eyes of the American people. And now they're being taught a false grace. Well, let's go on here. Folks, what I just highlighted with you is Acts 20, verse 27. It is the full counsel of God. It is. Well, then what we did is after we left Jamestown, that was the first thing I noticed, we traveled over to Yorktown, Virginia, where the American colonies, along with the French, delivered the final blow to the British Empire by breaking the back of Cornwallis and his disgraced military. His disgraced military were those that 56 signers, along with 13 colonies, threw off. If you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll see what our forefathers didn't tolerate. Okay? And what they didn't tolerate was the crimes of King George that was violating God and his moral law. When I went to Yorktown, there was a victory statute there where it was inscribed. Listen carefully. This is what's inscribed in Yorktown when they broke the back of the tyrants across the pond, that the United States and Congress assembled will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of alliance between the United States and His Most Christian Majesty, and inscribed with a succinct narrative of the surrender of Earl Cornwallis to His Excellency George Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combined Forces of America and France, to His Excellency the Count de Rocambeau, commanding the auxiliary troops of His Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency the Count de Grasse, Commanding-in-Chief the Naval Army of France in Chesapeake. So, folks, what we did after that, boy, I mean, now we're told by the revision that our forefathers weren't Christians. You know, I like to tell my kids, you know, in the springtime we see the farmers plowing, and then we see them plant, and then we wait for 4 to 6 months and we see the harvest of the seed that they planted. See, you reap what you sow. And it's interesting, 78 profess in this country their Christian faith, which you can find less than probably 3% if you're lucky, right? But when you look to our forefathers and you look at the national monuments and who we are in our Mosaic Institution based on common law and the Declaration of Independence, which makes four references to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it's interesting how to note, friends, that the revisionists would have you believing that we weren't a Christian nation. And there are people in this country that are foolish enough to believe just that. Isn't that crazy? What we did next, friends, is we sent off to Williamsburg, Virginia, where close by was where Patrick Henry gave his famous speech. Here, I want you to hear what Sons of Liberty Patrick Henry said while giving his famous speech. He said, "It is vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war has actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is the gentleman? What is it that you wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Listen, America. Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God," said none other than Patrick Henry. "I know not what your course or others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Is this what you're hearing from corrupt politicians today? No! You're taught by these teachers to be compromisers. And you know what compromises is, where two men get together and agree on what they both know is wrong. Or they want you to be a little diplomatic. Unlike our forefathers, they wanted to teach you that, well, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. But that's not what you heard from our forefathers. No, you had black and white answers that lined up with God's moral law and the laws found in our Constitution today. And by the way, the Constitution that we have today is exactly what you call your representatives in so many different areas, friends, in American government, that they are trying to pull down and tear away it to give way to a new sovereign. They're at war with what our forefathers stand and what they stood for. They're at war, folks, with what they established. Well, what we did next is we went just down the street in Williamsburg, where the head and arm restraint stocks, which were located right outside of the local courthouse. Now, let me say that again real slow. We went down the street now into Williamsburg, Virginia, where there were the head and arm restraint stocks outside of the courthouse. And I'm thinking to myself, what was going on there? What is this all about? What is it that our forefathers have to teach us about justice today? Well, when I looked at that head and arm restraint stocks, I looked at the lady that was there to teach the people that were asking questions. She said that before and after the Revolutionary War, the local magistrates would administrate ecclesiastical law. Whoa, wait a second. Oh, and by the way, you can see this in every state preamble, in every courtroom in America, even today. You have to raise your hand, swear to God that you will not commit the act of perjury, and everything that you say will be the truth, so help me God. Man, this is amazing. Folks, nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is the American right has now created a left. See, they want to blame somebody for what they've left off. And in fact, what they've left off is the very thing that would bring about resolve concerning the issues in the United States of America. Obey God. Hey, folks, keep His commandments. Establish righteousness within the gate. By how? Bringing about judgment. Read Amos 5 when you get a moment. We're going to come right back. We'll take a phone call from Maine. And then what we're going to do is we're going to finish this off talking about earmarks, friends. The earmarks of liars. How to bring about resolve concerning corruption in America? Just look to your forefathers. They'll tell you. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and foodforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Talking about earmarks of liars. Now we get to get, well, to, no pun intended, but we're gonna get to the juicy stuff here now as to how our forefathers dealt with our tyrannical counterparts that wanted to rule the roost. And it was our forefathers, keep in mind, friends, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, that said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And I'm talking about the victories in which our forefathers had over the heads of tyrants. And now what we're doing is we're walking into Williamsburg. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. First up, we're going to take Jack from Maine. How are you, my friend? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean.
Hey, Bradley, great show today. I'll tell you, Sons of Liberty, I get goosebumps every time somebody mentions Patrick Henry and starts to read that speech. It's just absolutely phenomenal. I read it on air every July 4th and any other time I get a chance. compromise. You just were talking about compromise, you know? Compromise between two righteous concepts is how we ended up with the Constitution. Compromise between an unrighteous and a righteous or evil, an evil concept is how we end up with our amendments after the 7th, after the 12th.
Yep, and in the process, I guess, in maybe me just taking this for granted that most people know this, true that what you're saying, but those compromises were made from the people that were rooted in the same principles. And yeah. When you're rooted in different principles, what happens is then you have a collision course, and it's head on. And in America today, we have all these different educational schemes like No Child Left Behind, Common Core, International Baccalaureate. Now they have different principles by teaching our kids a global agenda, and then we wonder why we have war within the gate. Well, before that, the people in this country, for the most part, easy hands down, were rooted in the same principle. So the compromise they came out were still a righteous end, as you said. So I just wanted to clarify that for the listener. But go ahead, Jack.
That's also Communist Core, as in
that's
Common
right.
Core, Communist Core, came right out of Soviet Russia. But
that's right.
The other concept is, I think we've been kind of, you and I both have been kind of duped into passing on this concept of the Muslim religion. And so we end up with this problem with religious freedom. The Muslim philosophy in all three of their writings, the entire three documents, only 17% have something to do with religion. The other 83% are military doctrine. And so we've been kind of duped, and we keep calling this the religion of the Muslims or the Islamic religion or the religion of peace. In fact, it's a military doctrine, and we need to deal with it in a military fashion.
Well, if you look at Scripture, Scripture is very militant as well. I mean, he called himself the soldier of the cross, good soldier, and so on. I mean, Jesus was called
soldiers.
God is a man of war, line of tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is the captain of our salvation. So we just need to understand whose side we're on here. And once we decide who we're going to serve, and that being our God, then that's who we're going to have to be and take a militant stand on his behalf. One way or another, we're going to have to choose sides. And just like Joseph said, you know, I know who I'm going to serve. And me and my household, we serve the Lord God of Israel, and so it is with us.
Choose this day.
Amen. Well, thank you for your call, Jack. I got to finish my point here. I totally appreciate it. Always love hearing from you. And again, Jack from Maine, thank you very much for your time. Folks, we're talking about the earmarks of liars, and I want to finish this off because we're talking about how when we were in Williamsburg, we seen the head and the arm restraint stocks, and this was located right outside of the local courthouse. Now, there was a historian and a reenactment actor who was outside educating the people who had questions. One question that was asked was the head and arm restraint stocks, what were they for? She said that before and after the revolution, the local magistrates would administer God's law, ecclesiastical law. Read Romans 13. She went on to tell us that crime was not tolerated in the least bit by the colonies because they understood, this is what she said, they understood the price paid to establish their freedoms. John 15:13. She said that the stocks were used for those who would lie or commit the act of perjury, in other words, lie under oath. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. And the criminal would be punished by being thrown in jail for up to 6 months. Read 1 John 3, 4. A fine would have to be paid, and this all took place after their head and hands were placed in the stocks for their crimes and public punishment. And first they would bind them, take the criminal's ear, and nail it with a long nail to the stock for 1 hour. After that hour was up, they would then go to the other side and nail the other ear to the other side of the stock for 1 hour. This is all done publicly, friends. When they removed the nails, they would then often slit the ear completely off, marking the offender so other colonies as well as other cities or states that were being established would understand that the person that had an earmark could not be trusted. So therefore, thus, they fulfilled the true definition of earmark. She ended this teacher, this educator, this reenactment actor, ended with saying that it was to teach the person. This is what was so interesting about this, because she brought it right to the spiritual. And this is what they're teaching people in Williamsburg, friends, American history. This reenactment actor and teacher said, without saying, without anybody asking the question, she voluntarily stated that the purpose of harsh judgment in this life was to teach the person that committed the offense here to repent before God so they would not end up in hell. Matthew 3:2, Leviticus 19:17. Did you hear what I said? I mean, today, friends, you even say the wrong word to these little pansies in the church, friends, these little capitulators. I'll tell you what, they have an attorney on your backside saying, can you believe what he said to me? Oh, my goodness, he's hurt my feelings. Oh, shut up, honey. Do as I say. Folks, I mean, it's just so hypocritical. But again, this was church discipline in America. The crime would not be tolerated. And when the crime was committed, the offender would be, the consequence would fall to them on a public level so everybody would see. It's to be a humiliation to bring about repentance before God, she said. Again, so that they wouldn't end up in hell. Just think about that. I mean, can you imagine the earmarks that what we would see today in American church, government, or business if these laws were still enforced? I mean, completely enforced, forgive me. Can you imagine what the church, government, or business in this country would be like if these laws that God has put in force were enforced by the church that declares their absolute love for Him? If they would actually keep His commandments. I mean, how they love their freedom by demonstrating zero tolerance for crime. And here it comes up again. How our forefathers and foremothers loved their freedoms by demonstrating zero tolerance for any crime whatsoever. Deuteronomy 23, verse 14. And the efforts of foolish men today, they are fools for their pains, mind you, such as the modern-day revisionists, historians, and even professed, uneducated, self-proclaimed Christians who've attempted to recreate America's founding forefathers in an image not of their own. How many earmarks would there be on the lot of all of the above who are helping to blind the up-and-coming generation, which is a curse they will surely bear. And friends, that up-and-coming generation that I'm talking about, and those that are responsible for blinding that up-and-coming generation will be cursed, that's your generation. So we need to choose whom we're going to serve today. And in the process, keep His moral law. But I'll tell you, friends, we wouldn't have corruption in the church if we did what God said. If we did what God commanded, we wouldn't have corruption in government, because if there was no corruption in the church, it would be the church calling out corruption in the government. Now you see them hand in glove, which again, when you go back to history, you'll see the Pharisees and the Herodians. Doctrine of corrupt government and doctrine of hypocrites in the church working together, saying, crucify him, crucify him. And folks, history is repeating itself, but if you want to see and you want to have good results, then let's do what our forefathers taught us to do. And what was that? That was to teach men that violate law that we will not tolerate it in any sense of the word. And what they would do is they would set the earmarks of liars and they would put them on public display, teaching all in the colonies that the crimes will not be committed against we the people, because we value our freedom way too much than to sit down and tolerate your crimes. What an America we could have again. Folks, and it's all still at hand. It's still at hand. And the good news is we still have the freedom today, America, to right the wrongs. How much do you love God? How much do you love your freedoms? I can tell you by what you tolerate and what you don't tolerate. Talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. See ya.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.